Welcome to Outside the Box, trying to be direct and to the point. Today's topic is, tell it like it is. Did you hear about the chronologically challenged associate at a big box store who had a full and frank discussion with her supervisor who accused her of spreading misinformation? She was downsized from her position as a sanitation engineer for taking a five-finger discount of bathroom tissue, became a comfort woman, wound up in a correctional facility, had a negative patient outcome, and is now pushing up daisies. Huh? What was all that you said? It was a lot of euphemisms. Let's try those two sentences again, in plain English. Did you hear about the consistently late minimum wage worker at Walmart who had an argument with her boss who accused her of lying? She was fired from her job as a janitor for stealing toilet paper, became a prostitute, wound up in jail, and then died. Euphemisms hide direct statements about who people are and what they do. We often use euphemisms because we're trying to be nice or polite and soften what we say. But usually we would do better to say something directly. According to Quentin Crisp, quote, euphemisms are unpleasant truths wearing diplomatic cologne, unquote. Why do we say, I have to relieve myself, or I should answer nature's call, when we could say, more simply and clearly, I need to pee? We're especially squirmy about death. What's wrong with saying someone died? But many of us say a person passed away, or bit the dust, or crossed over to the other side, was 6 feet under, kicked the bucket, met their maker, croaked, departed, gave up the ghost, or, and I hadn't heard this one before, popped their clogs. I often hear people tell me that they had to put their pet to sleep. Excuse me? That animal isn't sleeping. It's dead. The number of euphemisms for killing or making war are pretty high, too. Marginalizing, causing collateral damage or loss of life. Armed intervention, ethnic cleansing. In the end, it's all killing. Not surprisingly, many people are embarrassed by sex, so euphemisms abound. In the family way or knocked up for someone pregnant. Private parts or well endowed instead of penis or vagina or breasts. Sleep together, go all the way, doing it or getting it on instead of sexual intercourse. Most politicians would rather discuss revenue enhancements than taxes. Why buy something used when you can get it pre-owned instead? No need to fart if you can pass gas or have an intestinal release of pressure. We don't torture, we just used enhanced interrogation techniques. Do you talk about an economically depressed neighborhood when it's really a slum? Vertically challenged, vocally challenged, chronologically challenged. Give me a break. What a lot of feces, or actually, what a lot of BS. Euphemisms may be economical with the truth. Oops again. I mean, they may not be lies, but they're pretty close. Sure, sometimes we want to use words that don't offend people or use gentle terminology when it seems necessary. But can't we use language that reveals the naked truth? How often do you use simple, direct language? And how often do you use euphemisms? I'm Larry Danziger, trying not to manipulate or stretch the truth, fib, mislead, misstate, fabricate, present factual shortcuts or inaccuracies, make false claims, give double speak, dot, 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 dot.